You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 167. How are you doing today? I am doing great and I'm excited to talk about today's theme or topic, I guess. We're talking about bitter foods and why we need them in our lives. So yeah, bitter foods, you know, the foods that most of us find taste bitter. So we may not crave them or reach for them when we are grocery shopping. But today I'm going to share why we need to eat more bitters. And I'm going to give you some examples of bitter foods and how to make bitter foods taste better and five health benefits of bitter foods. So basically, my goal is for you to leave this episode with an understanding of the amazing importance of bitter foods and, you know, the importance of including them in your diet so that you do put them on your grocery list and you do eat them regularly because they support your digestion and your gut health and they are anti-inflammatory. So let's go. All right. So let's talk taste buds. So our tongue and our taste buds recognize five distinctly different tastes. So there's sweet, sour, salty, savory, or umami, and bitter. So think about the foods that you eat. What do you gravitate towards? What do you crave? What foods do you crave? I think that it's safe to say that we typically crave and we typically eat salty foods and sweet foods. They're easy and pleasing to our taste buds. Whereas bitters, you know, have this strong and pungent flavor, and we're not generally craving that. And it really makes sense because if you think about the standard American diet, it has become completely saturated with sugar and added sugar. And so when your palate is overloaded with a taste of sweetness, then your taste buds physically change and you gravitate towards wanting more of that sweet taste. Plus, sugar addiction is real. And of course, not everything that we eat is sweet or salty. Many cultures around the world incorporate bitter plants and herbs for their taste, and there are many health benefits. In Ayurvedic tradition, bitter foods are thought to reduce food cravings. I'll talk about that more later because research says that it does. And in traditional Chinese medicine, for example, bitter foods are prized for removing heat in the body, and this reinforces bitter foods' anti-inflammatory properties. But here, over the last century, at least in the United States, bitter foods have really fallen out of favor for more salty and sweet-tasting processed foods. You know, they're much easier on the palate, so we forget about or we just stay away from bitter foods because they are less easy on the palate. And so it's really important to be reminded of the importance of bitter foods and why we need them. And also, I mean, I'm going to talk about, well, it's all about bitter foods today, but I'll be sharing a list of bitter foods, and a lot of bitter foods on the list you already eat and enjoy. So that's amazing and yay. But really, you know, bitter foods do have their own unique health benefits, and they have been shown to relieve digestive discomforts. They've been shown to support digestion and gut health, help nutrient absorption, reduce inflammation and oxidative stress, stimulate immune function, and help reduce sugar cravings. So, you know, most of these benefits come from the wide array of polyphenols, which act as antioxidants and anti-inflammatories, and even prebiotics, all of which are found in bitter foods. So bitter foods are nutrient dense. They are packed with nutrients. So you know, bitter foods like bitter foods and veggies like arugula, kale, dandelion greens are full of beneficial plant compounds and antioxidants, and vitamins like vitamins A, C, E, and K, minerals like calcium, potassium, and magnesium. And for example, listen to this, when compared to spinach, dandelion greens have 8 times more antioxidants, 3 times more vitamin A, and 5 times more vitamin E, and twice as much calcium than spinach. So, Popeye, what's up? Popeye needs to be eating dandelion greens. Anyway, or we do. We need to be eating dandelion greens. And man, oh man, if you've had them before, they are bitter. So, anyway, so you can see why it's important to eat bitter foods. And even if you're, you know, not a fan yet, the goal of this is to help you become a fan. And also the good news is that you can acquire a fondness and a taste for bitter foods through repeated exposure. So let's bring more bitter foods into our lives. All right. So this is super interesting. So we think about, you know, taste buds. Okay, people have different, you know, for example, me, you know, like I cannot handle spicy foods. I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. There's other people who are obsessed. And, you know, the same may go for bitter foods. Some people enjoy the flavor of bitter foods while others find them not as as pleasing or as appealing. So sensitivity to bitterness actually falls in a spectrum and varies from genetic, cultural, geographic factors, and even age. And this is super cool. I mean, maybe you knew this. I don't even know if I did, but I was like, oh, this is super interesting. So taste buds tend to lose their sensitivity with age. I kind of knew that, but I needed a reminder. So people tend to lose the sensitivity to bitterness with age, which is funny because you think about, you know, the foods that you spit out as a kid, you're like, ooh, gross. You might be enjoying as an adult, like, hello, Brussels sprouts or arugula, which are two of my favorite veggies. And you know what? I just, not bitter, more of like a sour food, but it's coming to my brain because this is super funny about kids. There is an Instagram video that I saved and I've been like showing my friends. I wonder if you saw it. It was going around and it's this compilation of little babies and the parents feeding them like a taste of a lemon and their reaction. And it is hilarious and adorable because they are like squirming and they're making this like, ugh, you know, taste because they're like sucking on the lemon and it takes them like they have a delayed reaction. It is so cute. It is so cute. Anyway, back to bitter foods. So why are bitter foods good for you? Why are they better for digestion and gut health? So I've already, you know, rattled them off, but I'm going to do it again. So number one, bitter foods, they support digestion. So bitter foods support the digestive process by triggering a series of reactions, most important of which is saliva production. So when you taste something bitter, your brain signals the salivary glands to produce more saliva. The saliva contains enzymes that soften the food and then make it easier to digest. Plus that, you know, the bitter foods stimulate the production of stomach acid. They help stimulate the production of stomach acid, which is critical. And to digestion, and we need it to break down our food. So that's number one. Number two, bitter foods help nutrient absorption. So similarly, you know, bitter foods encourage that release of digestive enzymes, which are proteins that your gastrointestinal system make to help break down food and extract nutrients from your food into your system. Okay, number three, they encourage the body's natural cleansing and detoxification process. So bitter foods contain fiber that helps move waste through the digestive tract. Bitter foods also contain sulfur-related compounds, which support the natural detoxification pathways in the liver and the gallbladder. So essentially, eating bitter foods helps stimulate the release of bile, and by doing so, this you know, it allows bile and toxins to accumulate in the stool and then move out of the body. So bile is a fluid that is made by the liver and it's stored in the gallbladder that helps you digest fats in your food. And so, you know, we want to keep our bile moving by eating bitter foods, which is supporting the liver again and encouraging your body's own natural cleansing and detox pathways. And then number four, they're great for gut health. So many bitters are high in prebiotics. And prebiotics are a type of fiber that feeds the good gut bacteria. And then this increases and diversifies that beneficial bacteria in your gut. So when we increase the beneficial gut bacteria, it helps keep the integrity of your gut lining and it helps prevent leaky gut. So if you've been with me for a while, I've said this multiple times throughout the podcast, 70 to 80% of your immune system is housed in your gut, in your gastrointestinal tract. So all disease begins in the gut. And so a healthy population of bacteria in your gut protects the gut lining, supports the immune system, and, you know, affects essentially every aspect of your health. So if you need a refresher or if you haven't listened, go back to episode 20, what is gut health? What is leaky gut and why it all matters? That's episode 20. And then if you're like, prebiotics, what? I want more. So episode 71 is probiotics and prebiotics supporting gut health. So that's episode 20, all about gut health. And then episode 71, all about supporting gut health through probiotics and prebiotics. All right. And then the fifth health benefit of bitters is they fight sugar cravings, you know, reduce appetite, keep hunger at bay. So really bitter foods can promote overall healthy eating habits. When you eat bitter foods, it can lead to feelings of satiety. So feeling full and satisfied after eating. And I found research that shows that when bitter taste receptors located in the digestive system are stimulated, then certain appetite-regulating gut hormones are secreted. So this ultimately influences hunger and then food consumption. So bitter foods initially stimulate hunger and digestion, but then they also help us feel more full. And then there's a lot of promising research that has shown that eating bitter foods may curb sugar cravings and slow the absorption of sugar. And that promotes more balanced, healthy blood sugar levels. So when you eat bitter foods, it really changes your saliva and your taste for bitter. And I can attest to this from personal experience. So, all right. So now that we know some of the amazing health benefits of bitter foods, are you ready to incorporate more of them into your daily diet? Daily diet. All right. So I'm going to rattle a bunch off. And again, I suspect a lot of these you already eat. And so, yay. But here we go. All right. So some lettuces and leafy greens that are considered bitter are arugula, kale, watercress, radicchio, endive, dandelion greens, mustard greens, frisee, and collard greens. There's some overlap with that with cruciferous vegetables like bok choy, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, broccoli rabe, Brussels sprouts, also radishes and turnips. Fruits, grapefruit, cranberries, citrus zest, bitter melon. So just in terms of citrus, it is more about, I was doing some reading about grapefruit. So the grapefruit itself does have a lot of these bitter food health benefits, but also just in terms of regular citrus, like orange, which is a little more sweet, and lemon, which isn't as sweet, but the zest, like if you take the like a zester for the peel. If you're eating the peel, you could add it to smoothies. You could add it to your salads. You could, you know, add it to, you know, when you cook fish or chicken. Those are great ways to use all of that fruit and get in that those bitter nutrients. Herbs like peppermint or chamomile, milk thistle, spices like cumin, turmeric, saffron, caraway, and then other foods, literally bitters, like bitters that are used in craft cocktails or have been used for centuries to help with digestion, that are derived from these plants that we've been talking about. Other, you know, bitter foods include coffee, apple cider vinegar, a huge favorite of mine, green tea, same thing, cacao, dark chocolate, yay. with that, I really recommend and tend towards at least 72%. So yeah, I bet you're thinking, okay, cool. I love a lot of foods on that list. So let's high five. That's amazing. And, you know, another key to an anti-inflammatory diet and gut health is food diversity. So reminder that we need to constantly switch up the foods that we eat and not get stuck in a food rut. So if there are some bitter foods that I listed, and that list, those examples, of course, it doesn't encompass every bitter food on the planet, but that's just a general, you know, good list for you. And, you know, so we don't want to get stuck in a food rut. So if there are some bitter foods that you know that are your most favorite, like for me, dandelion greens, or that you haven't eaten in a long time, like, you know, bok choy or watercress, now's the time to bring them in your life. So you also might be wondering, well, how can I make these bitter foods taste better? So, first of all, start small. Okay, begin by incorporating small amounts of these types of foods and get curious about it and allow your taste buds to gradually adapt to new flavors. I think it's super cool. I've definitely done that with other foods in my life, like olives. I feel like I've talked about that on the podcast. I used to not like olives and I was like, anyway, I love olives now. And I literally taught myself to like olives. Another way to help enhance and make bitter foods taste better is to balance bitter flavors by combining with other flavors. So pair bitter foods with other flavors to create a more balanced taste profile, like, you know, adding something, introducing salty or sweet or sour, like lemon juice or olive oil, caramelized onions, honey, berries, maple syrup, any sort of healthy fats, think avocado or any cooking fats like coconut oil or avocado oil or duck fat. And then another way is just really, you know, mixing up your veggies, being mindful of that. Of that food diversity, and again, starting small, but think about adding radicchio or dandelion greens to your salad, like the regular salad greens that your go-tos. That so then you're introducing this new thing, and you're like, ooh, that's interesting. And trust me, your taste buds will change and adapt, and you'll grow to really enjoy it. And the other thing is really spice things up. So try fresh or dried herbs and spices like, you know, basil or garlic or coriander or rosemary to, you know, that can also help disguise or, you know, soften that bitterness. So truly, with more exposure to bitter foods, the more you eat them, the more that you train your palate and your taste buds to enjoy them. And so, you know, I'm excited about this. I really loved doing a deeper dive and learning about bitter foods and sharing this with you. So I'm curious, you know, what bitter foods, you know, what you look forward to trying incorporating into your diet. What are you going to add to your grocery list this week? I'm thinking about what I'm going to add, and maybe I'll just suck it up and get those damn dandelion greens. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in this week. And if you are looking for and seeking support and loving help with an anti-inflammatory diet and lifestyle, I would love to help you. Email me at info@thewellnessheadquarters.com and we'll set up your free consult call. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest.
Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.